I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, Chico. I'm your host, Vin Taney, for this segment of Chico Now, and I'm in the studio with Nicole Bateman and Kayla.
You got it.
Kayla Wilson.
You got it.
With Habitat for Humanity. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies.
Thank you.
Thanks, Vince. Thanks for having us again.
It's always a welcome. So what brings you here?
Well, I actually want to invite Kayla as my guest today.
Okay.
Because she's actually going to be a new Habitat homeowner. So I thought it would just be good to kind of talk with her. She's actually... the houses that we're going to be building on Mulberry, and we're hopefully starting in January. But five of those families are Camp Fire families, Camp Fire survivors. And so I thought it would be good for Kayla just to talk about, you know, how she got involved with Habitat and what she's looking forward to. So if you could just kind of just tell us how you first got involved with Habitat.
I was watching TV one day, and here came this commercial saying, you know, come to these orientations, and that Habitat was going to be opening up this new project for Camp Fire survivors. So I'd always known about Habitat, you know, I'm very familiar with it, especially coming from the Bay Area. Very, very big organization there. And I thought, why not? You know, I talked to my husband, I said, let's do it. You know, like my husband always says, you don't win the lottery if you don't play.
Right. So you got to be in it to win it.
You got to be in it to win it. Mm-hmm. So went down, picked up an application, and kind of got the ball rolling and went from there. So,
I just want to say this one thing. I didn't know you guys were running commercials.
Oh, it was actually on the Action News.
Oh, yes.
The Action
advertising.
News.
Yes.
Big shout out for Action News now.
That's right.
We were just talking about Action News. They've been very supportive. We really appreciate their support.
Yes, they have. They always are.
Yeah.
So you heard about it. And I
thought, you know, this is kind of a shot in the dark, but why not? And
so real quick question again. Yeah. Where were you living previous? Were you from Paradise, Miguel?
Yes. I was living in Paradise and, you know, like everyone else, lost everything. So we had shuffled around California and the Bay Area, where I'm originally from. And we love Butte County. We love Paradise. We moved here for a reason, and we wanted to come home. So we were fortunate enough to get an apartment in Chico, but kind of knew, hey, we want more. We want, you know, what we came here for, to own a home and to settle and raise our children somewhere beautiful.
Right. And Habitat came through with that.
It was an interesting process, you know, put in our application, kind of wrote some testimonies, met with several of the ladies, and we just had a good feeling, you know, and everyone was just so wonderful and supportive. And each step we would get through, we would kind of cross our fingers and yes, we're on to the next. And at the end, they kind of tricked me and said, you know, we need to come over and ask you a few more questions. And I thought, oh my goodness, I don't know if I can take this anymore. And they came over to the house and said, we just wanted to personally let you know you've been approved. And that meant so much to me that they, you know, to see, I'm not sure who cried more, you know, them or us, but it was a very, very joyous moment.
I'm going to suggest, because they do that all the time, I'm going to suggest that they do like the Publishers Clearinghouse, bring the cameras.
I think so, too. Yeah. Absolutely.
They do that all the time.
Absolutely.
They just want to come over and ask you a couple questions. And
tricked us in a good way. And we've just been kind of rolling along since then and getting awareness out there and, you know, to our family and friends and saying, hey, this is a great organization and don't think that you can't do it too, you know? So apply and go from there and see what happens. And if you don't get it, keep trying and know that maybe another deserving family just needed it a little bit more, you know?
And that's always next year or next time.
Manifest destiny, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great story.
So tell us about your family. What's your family makeup?
My family makeup. I've got a wonderful husband. We've been together for about 13 years. We met in the Bay Area, fell in love. I have a 20-year-old from a previous marriage. I shouldn't say marriage. I was a baby. It was just, you know, high previous, school sweethearts.
Previous relationship.
So I have my oldest, Sierra. She's a third year at Chico State. Liberal studies, going to be a math teacher of all things. God bless her soul. we have Ava, who is 8, beautiful, smart, you know, fantastic read. Miss Gracie, she's 5, just turned 5 on the day after the anniversary. She's born on November 9th. So really special year for her. She is spunky, always has a big smile, lots of love. We call her our saving grace.
Yes,
so,
yes.
That's my beautiful family. And we have a crazy dog named Jerry, too. Who? Yes, yes. So that's my family makeup.
Yeah, well, great. Because they're going to be in one of the houses on Mulberry Street.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's going to be 6 houses there. And you guys will be one of the ones in the front. And it'll be a 3-bedroom.
Yes.
3-bedroom, 2-bath.
Yes.
So we're looking forward
and
to
And thank God for the 3rd bedroom, because it's time the girls have their own space so they don't, you know, kill each other. You know, all sisters are. So
yeah.
So they are very excited to have their own rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what else are you excited about, looking forward to being a homeowner? And we'll ask that question when we come back.
Sounds
yes,
good.
We will. Yes,
all right.
We will. Told you she was a professional, huh?
Mm-hmm, she is. She is.
Hey, this is Vince Haney. Chico now in the studio with the professional Nicole Bateman from Habitat for Humanity and Kayla Wilson. We'll be right back after this short commercial break.
Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now. Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back, Chico. Again, I'm your host, Vince Haney, for this segment of Chico Now. I'm your host, Vince Haney. And I'm back in the studio with Nicole Bateman. She's with Habitat for Humanity, and she brought a wonderful guest, Kayla. Kayla, right?
Yep, you got it.
I wanted to say Kyla, because I know a girl named Kyla. It's Kayla. Kayla Wilson. She's the new recipient of one of the new Habitat homes on Mulberry.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was just asking Kayla about what she and her family are most looking forward to when they become homeowners.
Oh, gosh. I think just the freedom of knowing it's ours, you know, and kind of doing what we want with it. We've always been renters. We've always wanted to own. It was one of the reasons we left the Bay Area. Something like that was unattainable for our family. I guess just that. Building it. We're excited to build our own home. Who gets to say that,
right,
you know, that they
right.
get to get their hands dirty and get that hammer and you know, get to it. So having something that we're not, you know, that is brand new, everything's new. We're not going to
inherit
buy a money
else's.
Pit
right.
and say, oh my goodness, we can't afford this. What are we doing? Mm-hmm. You know, things like, even having solar, or if we do have solar, is going to be awesome. My husband works in the solar industry. So that things like that, you know, having our little picket fence and our yard for mm-hmm. our kids to play in. And we're outdoor people. So just having that accessibility, watching our kids ride their bikes up and down the street and being part of a neighborhood, all right. very important things to us in owning a home. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you will have solar on your house.
And we will. Good, we will. good. We were kind of back and forth, but we're pretty excited about that. So,
all Habitat houses will have solar.
Yeah,
on,
that's fantastic. Yeah. If you don't mind me saying, my husband always says solar is sexy. It's just it's just, you know, he's in the business, and it is. It's an incredible feature. So,
yeah.
Solar is sexy.
Solar is sexy. He's going to be happy I brought that up. Right. That one's for you, Eric.
So how do you think it's going to change your lives?
It's changed our lives already, you know, just being part of the process, having a goal to achieve, having some hope. Mm-hmm. It's going to, I think, give us just that moment that we were settled, we've done this, and we can kind of move on with our lives and not be in this holding pattern of uncertainty of where to go, where, you know, we love it here and we want to grow old here and raise our children here.
How long were you guys in paradise?
Previous? We were there for about 5 years. Oh, okay. So, yeah. It'll be nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, big change for you for sure.
Big change. Yeah, absolutely.
Gosh. Well, good. Well, and talking about the, building your own house, we're going to start, we think, in January with these houses, and we're going to need a lot of volunteers.
A lot of volunteers.
You know, right now, we're building on 20th Street. We're building on mostly Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. But when we start on Mulberry, I think we'll be building throughout the week.
Right.
So we'll be looking for more volunteers. So people who are interested can go to our website and sign up, which is at buttehabitat.org. And Kayla, you know, she probably will, at that time, she's going to school right now, but might be taking some time off.
Mm-hmm.
So she might be out there during the week as well.
Oh, yeah, I'll be out there even if it's just cheering everyone on.
So you know, you'll be able to meet her.
Yeah, I mean, we just saw all our family the other day, and they said, when is this happening? When is this happening? I mean, they are ready. You know, my husband's work is saying, everyone we've met says, what can we do? How can we help this process? Can, even if it's just bringing lunch, you know, everyone will have an intricate part. And I'm excited about that, you know.
So when is your build going to start?
We think it's going to start in January. We're getting the permits all ready to go in, hopefully by next week. And it takes about 6 weeks to go through the permitting process. So we're thinking the middle of January, which, you know, it never is a great time to start building in the wintertime, but that's when the permits are happening, and we know we got to get these houses built.
So how many are you building at the same time?
We are going to build all six at the same time. There might be a slight staggering with them, but we hope to have them all done by the end of December. So next, hopefully people will be in their places by Christmas time next year.
Okay.
So, and then actually in the meantime, we've actually purchased some more lots up in Paradise. By the end of our purchasing, we'll probably have 8 lots. And so we'll be looking to work with other families probably the next 6 months or so, getting prepared to do that. But we want to get Mulberry started and on its way.
Right.
Okay. So. Well, maybe I'll be moving to Paradise.
There you go.
Win that lottery.
Yeah, exactly. Right, exactly.
A lot of families are still in need. So I think it's a wonderful program that we have to keep the awareness out there. And just like I said, as someone that's been selected, do it. Apply. You know, get involved. Get to know the program and, you know, have faith that, you know, this can happen.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, since you've, you know, gotten more involved with Habitat now, what is something that you learned about Habitat that you didn't know before?
Oh, goodness.
Well, tell us after the commercial break.
I will. I'll
give you a chance
that.
To ponder it. Ponder that. But hey, this is Vince Haney in the studio with Nicole Bateman and Kayla, and they're with Habitat for Humanity. We'll be right back after the short commercial break. Vince Haney, Chico now.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back, Chico. Again, I'm your host, Vint Taney, for the segment of Chico Now. And again, I'm in the studio with Nicole Bateman. She's the executive director of Habitat for Humanity, and she brought Kayla along with her. Welcome back. Kayla, you were
Yes, I was pondering. I guess what I've learned about Habitat that I didn't know is for one, how big of an organization it is, and, you know, all over the United States, and how much more they do than just build homes for people. You know, they are involved in the community and recovery efforts, and even something like the campfire. We never knew we would qualify for something like Habitat. It's for everyone. It's for hardworking families and that just sometimes can't get a break or don't have that affordability in their area. And Habitat's providing that for us. And I, you know, I've also learned how involved everyone that works there is in it. I've seen Nicole at everything. I imagine she'll be out at the work site along with everyone else, kind of getting her hands dirty, right, Nicole?
Right. Sometimes she'll show up.
I love the landscaping.
We'll go pick out cabinets together. But yeah, just everyone is so so kind and involved, and that's what I've learned for sure.
Yeah, that is the thing about Habitat. There's a lot of love out there.
Mm-hmm,
Lots of love. Yeah, I do.
We've shared a lot of tears.
Yes.
Well, I just want to say you're going to share a lot more because during the build time, oh, wow.
I know.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be incredible.
Vince and his church has actually done a lot of lunches for us.
Awesome.
And a recipient, a couple in our congregation are recipients of one of the homes.
Yeah.
So we helped them build that. And that
fantastic.
Was a great time. So
yes.
I'm saying you're going to have a great time building your own home.
I'm excited about it.
And you're going to meet a lot of new people, too.
And I'm looking forward to helping to build other homes, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, big future ahead of us.
Yes.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to January getting started.
That's right. That's right. It'll come before you know it.
It will.
So
we just get through the holiday season.
That's right.
So what else is going on at Habitat?
So the other thing is waste management. Actually, we got a grant from them for $30,000 just recently.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh. For to help us buy to purchase a new van for our to pick up furniture and other larger items that come to the restore.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really very kind of them to do that grant with us. So that was very exciting. And then actually the realtors, the Paradise Chico and Oroville Realtors, they do that golf tournament for us every year, and it was in September, and they raised $16,700 for us. It's the most amount they've raised for us. And actually Kayla spoke at that event too.
That was a lot of fun.
It was a great day. It was a beautiful day.
Yeah,
and
fun crowd.
So very fun. So they're, this is the fourth year they've done that with us. So we're very grateful for their partnership, and it's a very worthy partnership with them. They're obviously helping people get housing, and we're helping with housing as well. So we're very grateful for them. And then also, this last week we had a group called the Hudson Group that was in town visiting with us, and they did a whole two full days of filming with us, and they did a day in a life of an executive director of Habitat, and it was a great day. It was once a lifetime kind of event for me. I got my nose powdered that day a couple of times. Mm-hmm. It was fun. But the great thing is that they actually, right after the fires, they donated a significant amount to Habitat to help us with the rebuilding process, and they came back to do a film for their employees so they could show their employees where the money is going towards. And once they went up to Paradise, they said, you're going to get some more money from us. So the Hudson Group is going to be a great partner for our community because they do see the full picture of what's going to be required for the next 15, 20 years to get our community rebuilt back up again. So
shout out to the Hudson Group.
The Hudson Group, we're very thankful to have partners like that can contribute a significant amount of money, because we know it's going to take a lot of money to rebuild. And we're sort of guesstimating at this point it's like $250,000 per house, you know, in Paradise area, because of the tree removal, the septic system, and the surveying. There are other costs that are going to go into it besides just the house itself. So we do know it's going to take a lot of money. So we're very grateful for our partners that are coming forward to helping us locally as well as nationally. To get us on the right road to get people housed and get them housed quickly. So those are the kinds of things that are going on right now. And then as I mentioned, We are in the process of purchasing some more lots in Paradise. We actually got a grant specifically for that through the Crown Foundation to purchase lots. And by when we're all done, I think we'll have 8 lots up there. And we're thinking that we might get started up in Paradise maybe this spring, later in the spring most likely, and maybe 1 or 2 houses this year, because we do want to finish up the Mulberry project down here in Chico. So So after that, we figure we'll mostly be in the Paradise area. But, you know, we're also looking at other opportunities and other partnerships that are happening with other folks in our community. The other thing that we are looking at is donations of lots of folks that are maybe deciding to leave the area. So that's always a good option for homeowners, too. They might want to donate to their lots to Habitat.
Okay, if you got some lots, Paradise, Chico, anywhere in Brew County, you're welcome to donate them for a tax deduction, right?
Yep.
Hey, and that's going to do it for this segment of Chico Now. Thank you, ladies, for
you.
Being my guest, Nicole, Kayla. That's going to do it. Vince Haney signing out for Chico Now. Join us tomorrow where our host will be Scott Allred. Again, Chico Now.